thought existence. This is another oil triptych that is a favorite of mine. It's a great example of my continued push towards deeper and deeper perspective and depth in my paintings, both with the figures and with the general layout and background, and even with my concepts of frame breaking, where the clouds coming out of the two creatures on either side are making a wholly different environment for the center painting. In fact, if you separate these three paintings, you would not realize that they are missing their parts. They both stand alone and make up a single larger painting together, which was a difficult composition to come up with. It would both exist alone and together. This painting's also known less formally as Coral Creatures because the creatures on either side look like a sort of pink coral. It's called Thought Existence, and it plays on the idea or the question of whether or not there is such a thing as genetic memory in our DNA. This is an idea of a consciousness outside normal existence influencing thoughts and memory within DNA. No one's quite sure how genetic memory would work, as in actual memory and knowledge stored in genetic information, but this was sort of my visualization and thinking on how best to represent that. You can again see my interest in biology and chemistry in this painting with the DNA structures and then the very organic structures on either side of the two creatures.